Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and a very warm welcome to the Emma Gunn Show. This is a bullet points episode of the show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in these bullet points episodes, it's an opportunity to have a little bit of a midweek catch up between episodes, the big interview shows that go live on Sunday and the habit shows. And it's just an opportunity to share a little bit about what you've been emailing in about, my most excellent listeners, whether it's on DM, email, or some form of message via the internet. And just to really let you know what I have been up to, because generally throughout the week, I will get questions from you, which is very kind, asking how I'm getting on with the habit, or if I've mentioned something on my Instagram stories, you'll be asking me about that. And I thought we'd try this out in 2022 and see if bullet points couldn't be a little bit more transparent about some of the things that go on behind the scenes of the Emma Gunn Show. So I hope that that's okay. So the first thing I wanted to talk about in this bullet points episode is habits, because obviously this is a big project for 2022. This is a whole year that we're going to be doing these habits together. And I know that it's not a case that we all start on day one, the first of the month, and we finish at the end of the month. It's a case of kind of just taking baby steps if need be, or just trying to incorporate it, or even just learn about it during the month that we're investigating it. I, obviously, as a host of the show, I'm going to throw myself into it headfirst and try and gather as much information that's useful to you as possible. But lots of you have been emailing in. Now, in the latest Habits Update episode, I talked through some answers to the majority of sort of frequently asked questions that I've been getting. Things like, seriously, 20 minutes twice a day? That's coconuts. My life is already mentally busy. There's no way I could do that. People asking about whether 5 minutes of meditation will do. Also, the different types of meditation, because I think for a lot of people who were listening to the show thinking about meditation, and I chose to do Vedic meditation, which requires 20 minutes of meditation twice a day, I know that quite a few people thought that was too intense and stopping was not really conducive to a life they lead, which can be quite frenetic and kinetic. And so I completely understand that. And so what I did in the latest episode is talked about the different types of meditation, because there are meditations that involve movement or don't have to be so rigidly adhered to in the way that maybe some people were observing from the previous habit. So check out the last episode of the Habit Update to really get a sense of all of the different options available to you. But I think I want to address the thing that most people have been asking me, which is knowing that I am doing two lots of 20-minute meditations a day. A lot of people have said, how on earth? Because that just seems ridiculous. I'm fortunate insofar as I work from home. So I call the shots when it comes to my schedule, which is fabulous. And that means that I can pretty much say, right, between 5 and 7 o'clock, I'm going to take 20 minutes out of that 2 hour chunk and I'm going to do my meditation. And it comes very easily. Having done the 4 day course, I can sit down and boom, it's happening. And then 20 minutes later, 25 minutes later, I'm up and back to doing whatever I was doing. And it's my brother messaged me the other day and said, how are you feeling after your course? Are you feeling the benefits? And I think it's one of those things of yes, but also you have to do it for a little bit longer and really be consistent with it. Like anything, like any action, it's the consistency that really makes a difference. So for anyone who's asking me whether I'm noticing the difference, I can't categorically say yes right now. But interestingly, my lovely friend Lisa, who I've got to reply to, actually, sorry, Lisa, if you're listening to this, said to me, it's so funny, even your voice sounded more relaxed in the introduction to the podcast conversation with Gillian from the London Meditation Center. She said you could almost hear the shift in your voice, which I thought was an interesting observation. It wasn't something I would necessarily notice because I always think my voice sounds the same. So am I noticing the difference? I think so, but it's sort of a, on the course we called it a maybe it's meditation. It's kind of one of those things that you notice and you think, why is that different? Could it be because I'm doing this new thing or could it be something else? So it's just kind of keeping an eye on it. But I remain thrilled, delighted and pleased that I did the course because I do think that it's a life-changing skill. And of the people that I was able to chat to during the course, many of them said they were doing it because they knew people who had done it who said it was transformative and game-changing. And hey, I want a piece of that action. So that was the thing. Most people are asking about the time. I haven't struggled. I get up first thing in the morning. And actually, it's making me get up earlier because I like to get up when it's still slightly dark, open the curtains, and then meditate. And then normally by the time I finished, the light outside is a little bit brighter. And it just feels like, right, I'm going to get up now and do my exercise or go for a walk or start my day, whatever it might be. So that's the little habits update. But obviously we are drawing to the, I mean, I know we're only halfway through, but it feels as though we're in the second half of it. So if you do have any pressing questions about meditation, I encourage you to get in touch with me sooner rather than later. So thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. That's where you can email me or DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, or join the Facebook group. There's been some spicy chats in the Facebook group recently, I have to say. So join, share something about yourself, ask a question, and the very many lovely people who are in there will be very happy to help. And continuing, I am still getting lots of messages from people asking about the EC method, which is this training. It's a combination of training coaching and nutrition coaching from Emma Story Gordon and Chloe Madeley. So it's called the EC method, the Emma Chloe method. And I'm presuming that's what the EC stands for, unless I've missed something drastic. But I have decided that in 2022, I'm going to stop trying to do everything myself and sort of figure everything out from Google searches and research, and actually sometimes just defer to the experts and say, could you help me with this? Which, I don't know, is something I find quite difficult to do. So one of the things is that if you've been following me for a while, you'll know that I say sorted out in inverted commas, but kind of really made headway with emotional eating and something resembling BED, which is binge eating disorder, and have really made a lot of progress both with how I feed myself, how I nourish myself, but also my exercise. But I had reached that point where I thought, I think I'm capable of more. And I think I'm just going to have to accept that I don't have the answers here. So I need to ask some people who have spent the time in school, have done the work. And that's exactly what Emma and Chloe do. And I'm in my third week and I feel really good. I feel really, really good about everything. And it's one of the things that they really talk about is changing your mindset about food and about exercise. And so when that's kind of panic, if you know what I'm talking about, if you've been on a diet and you get that kind of hot panic because you worry about, well, if I eat everything before 1 o'clock and what am I going to have for dinner? And I really want this, but I can't. And all of that kind of unhelpful dialogue that goes back and forth in your mind, that's chatter throughout the day. The aim with this is to really quiet that down, minimize it, sort of eradicate it so that you can make informed choices. And I mean, I won't give away the secrets of their program because obviously that's something that they should be sharing. So I will put the link to it in the show notes. But it's been really helpful in terms of, essentially for me, changing up my macros, even being aware of my macros. And I know that sounds really technical, but actually it's very, very not. If you are fairly calorie literate, just being mindful and switching your focus to your macros does not require a big shift. It's not like going from GCSE to A level or A level to a degree. It's actually pretty simple. Or I found it pretty simple, and I can get bamboozled by pretty much anything. I usually have to ask Claire Coleman, my clever friend, for a little bit of guidance if I'm not sure, under the guise that I'm asking her to agree with me, but really I'm just sort of saying, can you translate this for me? Because it seems too clever for me. But anyway, so the EC method, really enjoying it. It's completely different in terms of, for anyone who knows that I've been following Jillian Michaels' workout plans for a while, they're very high energy. There's a lot of jumping, lots of cardio. This is quite different, actually. The workouts are mainly weighted. And to sort of finish a workout and not be, I mean, don't get me wrong, I still get out of breath, but to not be dripping in sweat in the way that I am after a Jillian one makes me think that I'm not working as hard. So it's that shift in mindset of, oh, but you're doing so much more by focusing on the weights, focusing on building muscle, et cetera, et cetera. So for everyone who's asked, it's an 8-week program. I'm in the middle of week 3 right now, and I'm really delighted with the results. And I'm really excited to see what the next 5.5 weeks produce, because actually, it's really nice to be committing to something and have the network and the safety net, if you like, of Emma and Chloe. And you can say, oh, I'm struggling with this, and go into their Facebook group. And if they don't get to you first, then the whole like group, who are very supportive, will catch you and say, oh, have you tried this? Or what about doing this? Or don't worry about that. No, you're doing it right, et cetera, et cetera. So the EC method is very cool. And I'll put the links in the show notes.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Now, let's revisit the last episode very quickly, and it was the episode with Jillian Lavender. So of the January episodes, it is the conversation that's most relevant to the habit that we're doing as part of 12 Habits. Jillian is obviously the co-founder of the London Meditation Center. She was my teacher when I went and did the course, and that conversation was the conversation that made me basically bite the bullet and say, right, I'm going to freaking do this. I'm going to stop using apps. I'm going to stop using guided meditations, and I'm going to learn this skill. So if you are interested in that, but not interested enough to bite the bullet, but curious enough to find out more, then that conversation is a really brilliant way to discover what Jillian does at that center. And additionally, quite a few people emailed in just to say, I think the majority of messages that I got were people saying, because of that, I've requested to do the introductory talk. So Jillian and Michael, who run the center, do these introductory talks for about an hour before you. If you're curious, you can just join a Zoom, and they tell you exactly what's going to happen. They talk, break down how the cost works, etc. And it's just a really good way. And the amount of people who've emailed me saying, I'm going to book that introductory talk, because it's kind of a, if you like it, then you probably going to be inclined to do the course. If you don't like it, you can tap out then, and all you've done is given them upward an hour of your time. So thank you to everyone who's been in touch to say that they're excited about their meditation journey, because that's been really lovely to see your messages. And it's just really nice to know that you have listened to that, you're following the habit, and you think it's something that you would like in your life. Because hey, that's what these habits are about, really, is just kind of figuring out a way of incorporating these things we know are good for us into our world. And then to finish, I'm going to tell you about the podcast that's coming next. And I'm so excited about this one. My guest on Sunday's show is Chris Voss. and he is the founder of the Black Swan Group, but he is also, he's known on Instagram as the FBI negotiator, because for many years he was the head of negotiation for hostages, except, I mean, really high stakes stuff for the FBI. And I watched his masterclass, interestingly. My brother bought me a subscription to Masterclass for my birthday in 2021. And the first Masterclass I watched, was RuPaul, because I think it was quite a recent one, and I obviously am a big fan of RuPaul. But as I was browsing after I finished Ru's, the first one that caught my eye was Chris. And I thought, oh, how to master the art of negotiation. That sounds right up my street. And it sounded right up my street because I don't really have the power of persuasion. I have the power of nagging, but I don't have the power of persuasion. And I have felt frustrated with my communication and my lack of ability with it at times. And so I watched it and was transfixed. So this must have been around like 17th, 18th, 19th of December last year. And as soon as I finished it, and I finished it very quickly, and I downloaded the notes, and there's a lot of the masterclasses come with course materials. And so I read through those and I kept revisiting it. And it's one of the classes that I just kept going back to, and I'd watched little snippets of it throughout the year. And I started trying to get Chris on the podcast, and it was not an easy get. But when I eventually recorded the episode, I realized that it was almost a year to the day. Like, there I was sitting in my living room watching Chris share this incredible expertise that he's got from years in hostage negotiation and all of these different things. And now I'm having a chat with him on Zoom, and he was so wonderful and pleasant and kind and generous. And the reason why I'm so glad to bring him to the podcast is because Chris has taken all of that expertise and knowledge and formulated a type of negotiation that works, not in I'm sure it works for hostages and high stakes negotiations as well, but that will translate to the workplace, to relationships. And it's very much based in emotional intelligence. So I think my previous understanding of negotiation was that it would be like basically like a pissing contest, for want of a better expression, like who can one up somebody else, or who can get one over on their opponent without the opponent realizing what's going on. And I think that's a very macho, old school way of perceiving negotiation. And this is not that at all. And actually, one of the interesting things he said is that women take to this particular technique really well because they are emotionally intelligent. They get it. They understand the nuance. So it was a really fascinating conversation, all the different ways in which you can use the techniques. And I'll wait till the Sunday episode, listen to that episode, because honestly, using his techniques to understand what conversation you're having and not for it to be just kind of how you see it is very, very interesting. So I'm so, so happy that he's on the show, and I'm so delighted to share it with you, because it's one of those things where I watched his masterclass and thought, oh my goodness, this guy is fantastic. And my second thought was, oh my goodness, how amazing if I could get him on the show and share this with my most excellent listeners. And so I'm just so giddy. I got off that particular podcast and just did a dance, because I was like, I can't believe it. Once I checked that the audio file was secure and that I had recorded everything perfectly, I was like, oh my God, he's on the show. I got Chris Voss. So I'm very excited for you to hear that. If you want to get in touch with me, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. But I encourage you to join the Facebook group. That's where there's a lot of chat going on, and particularly about the habits, and lots of people sharing their thoughts about previous episodes and what they would like to hear next. And as we do come to closer to February, it would be wonderful to hear from you, to find out what habit you would like me to tackle next on the show. We started with meditation. That's the only habit in 12 habits that I will be choosing by myself. The next habit will be chosen in conjunction with you. So if you have something that you want me to tackle, if there's a habit that you would like me to try, and you can come and join this journey as I try to incorporate it into my life, then let me know. And just to say this, meditation might have been like an odd one to start with, because obviously I've been able to quite smoothly introduce it into my life. But that's not to say that's going to be the story with the other habits. We might have some bumps in the road. We might have some real challenges along the way, depending on what we choose. So it'd be interesting to see what you would like, and let me see how I get on with those. So let me know. It's always such a pleasure to spend this time with you. I don't take it for granted. Stay well. I hope you enjoy the show with Chris on Sunday. I loved recording it. I really did. I will see you on the next one.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.